today on Real Radio.
And that's one of the great proofs of being a Christian, is that if somebody comes up to you and pats you in the back for some great work you've done, you almost laugh because you didn't do it.
Welcome to Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs. I'm David Jay, thanking you for joining us today as we listen, learn, and are challenged by God's Word, the Bible. On today's edition of Real Radio, Pastor Jack continues his series through Paul's second New Testament letter to the Corinthians. We're going verse by verse, chapter by chapter through this epistle, but for the past several broadcasts, Pastor Jack has been bringing us a new series within a series that focuses on parts of chapters 8, 9, and 10. It's all about the scriptural worldview of giving, and we're not dealing with the giving of money only. It could be time, maybe talent, as well as treasure, and we are to give with a cheerful heart, as the Bible says. Here's pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs now, continuing his multi-part series called Giving What's Been Given.
So here's your homework, church. Those of you who attend here, love on somebody. Love them. And what are you doing? You are giving what's been given to you. Because, sure, this church should be loving on you. But even if nobody in this church says hi to you, Jesus has loved on you enough by going to the cross. He rose again from the grave so that you would have entrance to heaven if you would trust in him. He loves you. And you think about what he has given. And God was blessed by the reaping, think of it, of the salvation of souls that came through the offering of Jesus Christ. And the Bible tells us that joyful giving blesses the giver. It's a spiritual model. And God is faithful to do that. And by the way, getting involved like the farmer does in the soil. The Christian getting involved puts you and I in the ministry together. You'll never enjoy the fruits of the field unless you get into the ministry of it all. Think of that. When the Bible tells us here in verse 7, so let each one give as he purposes. You decide in your heart. Oh, and by the way, don't give grudgingly, grumpy. Don't be a grumpy giver. The word means to be made grievous. So, we're praising the Lord, and it's time to take time to receive the tithes and offerings, and you go, oh, man, just keep it. There's people wanting to give because God's been so good to them. They understand that. And if they could, they'd give more. If they could, they would jump inside the basket themselves. Thank you, God. You're amazing. And then you're like this. Oh, how am I going to live without this nickel? Heaven, you can hear the brakes in heaven slamming on. Don't mess it up. Keep it. Don't be grieved about giving. God doesn't want it. So, okay, that's good to hear. Yeah, it gets better. Or of necessity. The word means to feel pressured. By the way, remember, I'm going to use every chance. This is my last chance to say it. I do it every time on this series. Anybody pressures you to give money to a ministry, walk away. Anybody tells you, if you don't give your money, man, this ministry is going to fold, let it fold. Okay? Anytime you feel pressured to give, God's not in that. So if you, listen, that goes for self-imposed pressure too. Oh man, oh brother, if I go to church, then I gotta give. No, you don't. Officially, we want to announce, we don't want your money. By God's grace, we don't need your money. Here's the cool thing. God is inviting you to join him on a work that he wants to do. If you don't believe in the work, don't invest in it. If you do, invest in it. It's God's pattern. So be free, whatever you decide. And then the word cheerful. We get that word, as I mentioned before, hilarious. It's the Greek word hilarious. It's where we get our English word hilarious. God wants you happy about giving. And that is a decision you make. Martin Luther, the great German reformer, said this, I have tried to keep things in my hands and I've lost them all. But what I've given to God, I still possess. That is exactly true. In verse 8, we read about the power of God. It says, and God is able. I have that underlined and marked in my Bible. God is able. He's the one that's able to do what? To make all grace abound toward you. Church, do you want grace in your life? I do. I need it. So do you. Why? Why do I need more grace in my and abounding in my life? That you, us, always having all sufficiency in all things, may have an abundance for every good work. Translation, and we'll move on. Amazing. God, watch everybody. God, I am willing, starting today, to be someone that you can use. Count me faithful, Lord. I dedicate all I have to you now. And Lord, as I do that, may I honor you. And in doing that, watch, as you do it, God winds up blessing you more with whatever he defines as blessing. Do you hear me? I'm not talking money. Whatever he defines, he's the sovereign decider over that. But what's the cycle or what's the lifespan of it? It's this, that you and I may have an abundance, ever-increasing abundance for what? For every good work, meaning this, what? This is so fun. In fact, guys, please forgive me in advance. I love Lucy programs. You know I Love Lucy shows? These guys are going, who? You know I Love, anybody, ladies, do you know I Love Lucy? There's a scene, there, Lisa loves I Love Lucy, so I love Lucy too. There's a scene where a conveyor belt's going and she's dealing with chocolates. And I want you to picture that in your mind. She starts, and she's doing really good. She's faithful and little. And then the belt speeds up, and she's going like this. At that point you reach, it's like, I can't do this. And that's a great point. Now, here's the how I would write the I Love Lucy scene at this point. Lord, I can't do this. God, I surrender to you. And she looks down. And every so often, like the rate was going earlier that she could do, all of these little wrappings are coming with chocolate in it, and every so often there's one without a chocolate in it that she can fill. And she's like, oh, this is cool. And it looks like she's producing a truckload of chocolates. And yet she's doing the same work. She was faithful in little. She's faithful in more. But she's only faithful, really, in the sense of watching it multiply by the hand of God. He's doing it all. And that's one of the great proofs of being a Christian, is that if somebody comes up to you and pats you in the back for some great work you've done, you almost laugh because you didn't do it. A long time ago, you presented yourself faithful to do one little thing, and God says, I can use that. And the conveyor belt started to speed up. And you said, oh, God, I cannot do this anymore. I need help. And God says, okay. And then all of a sudden, ministry started happening, and you didn't even know it. And you start hearing from your neighbors or from your friends, we've been watching you, and we saw how you treat your wife, or we saw how you treat your kids, and we want to know more about why. How do you do that? Bingo, touchdown, you're in the ministry. Every one of us is in the ministry. God will do that. God is faithful to do that, and he's kind in allowing us to be involved. Verse 9 tells us, as it is written here, Paul quotes Psalm 112, specifically verse 9. I shouldn't say quote, by the way. It's actually a paraphrase. Paul paraphrases Psalm 112, verse 9. As it is written, he has dispersed abroad. He has given to the poor. His righteousness endures forever. In Psalm 112, verse 9, it says, he has dispersed abroad, broadcast seed widely. He has given to the poor. He's compassionate. His righteousness endures forever. His horn will be exalted with honor. At first glance, you might think that verse is talking about God. Guess what? It's not talking about God. This verse is talking about the man. Look at the screen. Look at your Bibles. He, the man, the woman, has dispersed abroad. She is busy about putting to work what God has given him. God has given her. Maybe it's employment, maybe it's industry, maybe it's whatever. He has given to the poor. In light of all that he's doing, there is this conscious awareness that there are those less privileged than himself, and he helps them, the truly needy. Okay? It goes on, his righteousness endures forever. Doesn't that sound like God's righteousness endures forever? That's not what it means. The man who does this, his right standing before God will never be forgotten. Are you guys awake? That should have been a Pentecostal amen right there. I mean, that's good stuff. Listen, his horn, that's a similar type of prosperity in the sense of his kids are blessed, his wife is blessed, or her husband's blessed, the family's blessed, the village is blessed. Everything, we've said that when we say everything he touches seems to turn to gold. His horn is blessed. Everything about him is blessed. Because God honors obedience. And God is kind that way. Jesus put it this way. Most scholars, Hebrew, Greek scholars, believe that when Jesus said in Luke 6:38, what he said, that he was actually given a commentary on Psalm 112. Jesus said, give, and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over will it be put into your bosom, into your care, into your trust. For with the same measure that you use, a lot or a little, it will be measured back to you. That's awesome. Look at verse 10. Now may he, that's God, who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food, supply and multiply the seed you have sown and increase the fruits of your righteousness. Translation, get involved. God's waiting to bless your efforts. This is a tremendous thing. Look, this church is the size that it is because that's God's business. He did this. We didn't build this and say, and maybe they'll come. We built this, and we have to have three services just to handle the people that attend here. Why do I say this? Because the size doesn't matter. But you see this church right here? Just in this section. Look, there's the three different services today. There's another one on Wednesday night with half the people don't even go here. I don't know where they come from, but it's another church. But you know what? Honestly, let's think for a moment. Do you guys kind of know one another because you kind of sit around near anybody? Can you nod your head? You're nodding your head. Yes. Look, so watch this. These people over here. Just this group. You see, well, it's just a really small section of this church today here in this service. Hey, it doesn't matter because these people, they come and sit down, they start to meet one another, they start to know one another. You know that by the power of God, there is enough people right here to absolutely turn the world right side up, right there, right here, literally. Hey, if 12 guys can turn the world right side up, and our world is more upside down than it ever has been, it needs to be righted. There's enough power in the Holy Spirit dwelling in these precious people to radicalize the world for the love of God right there. And look, that's just 9 sections of this sanctuary right now. Think of the power that's here. And you think of it like seed. It explodes with life. God does that. God supplies. God is good that way. He supplies. You say, well, Pastor, you know, thank you for telling me about this stuff, but, you know, I'm a self-made man. No, you're not. Well, no, you just offended me. I'll never be back. No, wait, before you leave forever, wait, let me tell you something. Your breath that you're breathing, God, I got my Harvard education. We're glad. Super. God gave you the brains. You don't know my parents. God gave you the parents. Yeah, but I was sleepless nights. I worked and put myself through school. God gave you the health. You know what? Come on, bring it on all day long. Tell me about it. My answer is going to be God. 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 You can't boast. And look, I'm all, don't get me wrong, I'm glad about this. When you pull away in your Bentley or your Porsche or your Ferrari, we're happy for you. Just know this. We know something that you may not have woken up yet to. God. Seriously, if you pull away in your Yugo or what is, Prius? What is that? I don't know what's out there. I'll pick on myself. On my Volkswagen Bug. God. There's nothing that you can do, breathe, say, experience without God. You're fooling yourself if you think you are without him. It's impossible. He does everything. And in light of that, as being a Christian, concerning all of this, check this out. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. I love this. We all know this verse, you guys. We all know it. But I am convinced, at least I don't understand it anymore. I thought I did until I put this Bible study together. I don't know this verse. Are you ready? 1 Peter 2, 9 says, "But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness," that's the world, "and into his marvelous light." Everybody got that? We've all heard that verse. I'm convinced now I don't understand it no more. You want to know why? Look at it. But you are, who's you? Say us. Us. Are a chosen generation. Really? How do you know that? Okay, God says so. That's one answer, by the way, and it's the first answer. You're right. Because God says so, but if God says so, there should be evidence that that's true. Okay? A royal priesthood. Let me ask you this. Okay, God says so, but is it so? Meaning, not what we say. Pastor, be nice to me. I'm a royal priest. Well, it all depends. Priests don't sit around. Priests, you know, priests are very active. That's why God commanded his priests in the Old Testament, you are not allowed to sweat, because that would show signs of the flesh. You present yourself, and you work to the point of, you know, your fingers being bare, but I do the work, God said. You just make yourself available, and you are forbidden to sweat. Isn't that cool? I should take that advice. But anyway. So, if we're a royal priesthood, it means that we're supposed to go around being priestly-like to people. See, all of a sudden, I don't know if I understand this verse anymore, because I don't always see that happening in my life. Okay. A holy nation. The church is made up of people. Each of them is declared holy by God. We make a nation, a citizenship of heaven that's here on earth now. What do you think that ought to look like? The world should tremble when they see us coming. I don't mean for fear. I mean for wisdom, reason, righteousness, honestly, brilliance. If our God is God, and if our God made our brain, then why shouldn't we just be living up to what he's called us to do, and maybe even beyond, because God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think of him. And all of that is his own special people. Listen, are you a Christian today? Yes. You are his own special people. If we saw this verse in action in our lives, in my life, can you imagine what this community would look like? That would be something. The second thing, and now it's going to go quick. You're going to say, are you kidding me? It's almost time to go home. It's the second thing. It's going to go fast. Given what's been given, verse 12, joyful giving generates praise. Generates praise. How so? Look what it says right there. For the administration of this service, the distribution of your ministry, number one, not only supplies the needs of the saints. Isn't that practical? Christian love is practical. Christian love is doing. I said it before, I want to say it again. I love saying what I'm about to say. Christianity, biblical Christianity, lived out historically, has proven to be the most generous, compassionate, loving faith on the planet, with no rivals. Why? Because Jesus is our example. Look what it says. Also is abounding through many thanksgivings, plural, to God. What does this mean? It means that joyful giving generates praise. Watch. We are the givers. In our story right now, in our lab test, we are the givers. We give to someone. Let's call her Jill. Jill. We give to Jill. Okay? She's blessed. What does she do? Church, listen. Jill says something like, thank you. Jill says something like, wow. Jill says something like, I don't deserve this. Whatever Jill says, it's not important to us because God told us to give. Okay? In doing this, Jill is blessed. Second thing is, when Jill gets blessed, it blesses everyone who blessed Jill. But that blesses God. It brings thanksgivings to God. And that is an amazing thing. It's so simple. And yet it is eternally influential in heaven. Do you know anyone who could benefit today from a cup of coffee? Lunch? $10? Seriously. A ride from this bus stop to that bus stop or whatever. You know what that does? You're blessed because we already know the giver gets blessed. The one that's been given is blessed. And God stretches open the sky and says, yeah, awesome. I want to give God that opportunity to do that, don't you? I want to touch his heart. So I love God so much. Do you? Awesome. How do you treat people? Well, what does that have to do with anything? It has to do with everything. You will treat people to the level of your love for God. Well, you don't know who I'm living with. God knows exactly who you're living with. And by the way, God's living with you, so don't get so high and mighty on your little pony there. Oh, it's amazing. We're to be givers like Jesus. Even when people don't deserve it, we're to be givers like Jesus. It generates praise and thanks, and it gives God the glory. 7 times in the book of Revelation, in the opening letters to the 7 churches, 7 times, Jesus says to the churches, I know your works. By the way, that's going to happen. God's going to do that to me. Oh, can you think of that? God's going to do that to you. There's going to be a day, there'll be nobody around. God's going to look at you and he says, hey, welcome. I know your works. He's going to say that to us. He's going to let us in on that. 7 times. And at the book of Revelation, at the end of the book of Revelation, chapter 22:12, Jesus says, behold, I'm coming quickly. The word doesn't mean I'm going to come back right away. It means when the events of Revelation begin to happen, I'll be back very fast. It won't be long. It'll be just a couple of years when all this stuff kicks off. I'll be back. I'll be back. And my reward is with me to give to everyone according to his works or work. Now listen, we are a Christian church, which means Jesus did all the work for us at the cross. Got that? You can't earn your salvation. You can't do anything to get you into heaven. Impossible. Jesus did that all. Works cannot, that's what all the cults have in common is, you do these things and you'll be accepted. The Bible says, no way.
Pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs, here on Real Radio, in a lesson called Giving What's Been Given. It's a multi-part series taken from parts of chapters 8, 9, and 10 of 2 Corinthians on the all-important topic of giving. Giving What's Been Given is part of Pastor Jack's fascinating verse-by-verse look at this New Testament letter, which will continue on tomorrow's edition of Real Radio. You know, you can write to Pastor Jack anytime and let him know if Real Radio is a part of your day. Here's what one Real Radio listener wrote. We are so blessed listening to your radio broadcast every morning in our home. I really like the way you share God's word and communicate to people so that we can learn and grow in the word. My husband and I pray that the Lord will continue to use you in the days ahead. We are retired missionaries from Kenya and India and love you and appreciate your ministry. And that comes from Miriam. Thank you, Miriam. It's easy to visit reallifewithjackhibbs.org. Just put that in the URL, reallifewithjackhibbs.org. Need to get in touch by phone? That's easy. Here's our phone number, 877-RR-RADIO. 877-RR-RADIO. This program has been sponsored by Real Radio and made possible by the generous contributions of our listeners. Visit us at reallifewithjackhibbs.org. reallifewithjackhibbs.org. I'm David J. Until next time, Pastor Jack Hibbs and all of us here at Real Radio wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word. This program has been sponsored by Real Radio.